Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Joining us at this time from Estonia, German Golub, one of the filmmakers selected as part of this year's Future Frames, a program put together by the European Film Promotion, showcasing shorts by young promising European film directors. And that is presented every year at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. German, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, congratulations on being one of this year's Future Frames. How does that feel?
That's awesome. I never been before in this program, and so yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of interesting stuff for me that's going on.
Yeah, I've been following this program for a few years, and it's always a great opportunity to find out more about, you know, upcoming talents in the field of directing. So that's why I kind of want to start off our little interview with a very general question, and feel free to just answer it in any way you'd like. But what is it that prompted you to become a film director, a filmmaker?
You know, it started simply because I had one cinema in Pärnu in Estonia. It was kind of old Soviet building, and it was always possible to get there. And I started watching different films, and one of those first ones, everyone think maybe Tarkovsky or that some, I've seen a Spider-Man 2, and it blew me away. And I started to thinking how it's possible it's done. And after many years, basically, I started to researching stuff and trying to edit video myself, film myself. And after that, I understood that if I want to do not only by myself, but a proper movie, I interested more or less in all aspects of filmmaking, but the story, how to build it, how to be that person behind the screen, or how to be with the characters. So I decided to be a director, and I studied for a camera operator for television, and that just was realization that this is not enough. And when I went to BFM, I wrote in there that I want to be a director and tell stories with the other people who do editing and cinematography and other stuff better than me. So yeah. It was kind of this long way to understand what movies or how to put it together. That was my way for directing.
Yeah, so I guess for you it was important also to understand how the different aspects of filmmaking work.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last one was basically working with actors. So if you're filming yourself, you're not really realizing how much of emotional connection those people, especially actors, can give you for the story that maybe you feel in your heart or writing in the paper. And so when I realized the maximum power of co-working with actors, that was kind of relieved, and I understood that it's possible to basically make everything what's needed if on tight budget or a big budget, if actors and your understanding of your world working together.
Yeah, and let's talk about it through the lens of the film that is being presented as part of the program of Future Frames. It's titled My Dear Corpses, and you wrote it as well on top of directing it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Just to tell our listeners a little bit about the story, it's essentially about a young man who must find work after he and his ill mother are evicted from their home, and, you know, the job opportunities are a few, and for someone who's as desperate as he, and he finds one where he transports corpses from their places of demise to the morgue. Not a glamorous job, but somebody has to do it, I guess. Was there anything in particular that prompted you to tell this story?
Yes, there are a couple of things. One thing that I work with myself as a corpse driver, and that I did see how this system works, and I didn't work long, and it's not about biography or some kind of my personal story there on the screen, but I wanted to show how today's world is a bit commercialized, or people feeling like they a bit immortal now, and we always, especially in Estonia and in Slavic or Russian nations, so we have a lot of tradition like everybody else, and they're kind of disappeared over the time when everything digitalized or I've grown up. And so I thought maybe it's needed to remind people that death is always around, but not in this sort that we're all gonna die and that's bad, but we need to understand or remember some traditions or what happens with us and how we can manage our grief, or how can we understand the living. So basically, my thought was about you cannot fully understand life if you never understood the death. And through the corpse drivers who do that work and see that every day through their eyes and emotions, we can kind of a bit understand about ourselves a little bit more.
And is mortality something that you think about a lot?
I've started thinking, yes, during this work, or it's kind of changed me, because if you see what's happening, or everybody knows that death is there, but how we can manage that, how we can be with basically with understanding that our life one day will end, and what's going to happen with others. So really, person, I think the only person that does not know that he's dead is that person. So everybody else who is siblings and friends, they are living with the memory and understanding that one person is gone. And from that side, I started to digging what can be a core of the film, My Dear Corpses. And I wanted to make a simple story of a young man who is really naive and never seen life and tries to fix it, but he doesn't fix it, but he learns a lot more during that process about our life in general. As you've seen, if it's that understandable film, maybe tells it better than me right now. So
yeah, it's a coming of age story.
Yeah, it's really is. Yeah.
One of the things that struck me about the movie was that despite its dark subject matter, it also occasionally comes across as darkly comic. Like, is that something that you feel is an important aspect of the film, and why?
Yeah, you know, we speak with Erki Laur, who played a character named Ott, the older one, corpse driver that was there, and he asked, when we interviewed the corpse drivers here in Tallinn, that what is the most disturbing thing that if you as a corpse driver, the real corpse driver, looking at the film, and he said that, you know, it's really sad that always those people who is doing this job are shown like groomy and Adam's family, like, you know, with all that stuff, and always grieve there, but we are really people. We always have emotion, and there's not always sad, some things that are really happened in normal lives. It doesn't really have to be funny, for example, like old day lady asking to if you want to eat a cake, but this is different situation, and this really sometimes happens. People don't know how to behave, and it's strange, maybe understanding of the context and behavior does not always comes at the same balanced level that it would be at normal situation, for example, if you reason somebody. And so this dissonance of our behavior, or how we don't know how to handle some situations in life, brings yeah. some comic element in that.
Everyone reacts in their own way, especially when faced with death. The film has been warmly received so far and even won a Student Academy Award. But this is not the first film that you've directed, right? I mean, I was reading that you also worked, for example, on documentaries, in the documentary form. Do you feel that that experience of working in documentary somehow shaped your work in fiction film?
It helped, but I would say like that those people who are doing documentary films, they're like one of those people or persons that I would like to take the hat off, because it's so difficult, because you're not recreating some situations, you're trying to capture and shape in form of storytelling on the go. You have to see it like happening. You don't have the time to figure out with the actors, figure out with others, in terms of you're never certain what's going to happen, and not more certain with films. But documentary bring, or understanding how hard is real life, taught me that you have to, if you want to put something on the screen, it should be such a truth that you have to believe it in, like, and taught through, like, it is real. So if we have person on the screen, he has or she has history, like, ages behind. And this history is in the details that we normally gather as real people. For example, what kind of boots you wear, what kind of, I don't know, phone you have, or picture in your phone. So those things tell a little stories. And in documentary, there are people taking this 30, 50, or 80, or 100 years of things together with them to the screen, but in film you have to build it or find it. And so this understanding of little details, little backstories that shape the main story is basic, that I took from documentaries, because in feature then it gives you certain reality to the happening if it's all unreal.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you seem to be more interested in working within fiction filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested in fiction because I think I'm not so ready to do some bigger documentaries. I think those who do brilliant documentaries are just masters. But in terms of filmmaking and language doing on the go. But features is my main priority, because you can build your own like worlds that is somewhere from the head, or somewhere inspired from the reality, and you can shape them as needed to tell the certain theme or a certain topic.
Are you working on anything at the moment?
Yes, at the moment I'm working on a biographical film about Erika Salomaa. It's an Estonian cyclist, track cyclist woman that won Olympic medals in 1988 as Estonian Soviet cyclist, and after in 1992 as Estonian cyclist. And she is basically the light of the nation, because she came from the bottom of Little Elva city, and was basically grinded through all Soviet sports machine, and came from there alive and won the Olympics. So that's really real, inspired by true events, a real story about inimaginable power, will, and sport.
It seems appropriate too, since the Olympics are currently taking place.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I just saw that story about her, that read the book, and I thought that's exactly what should be done in Estonia, because she did basically the impossible, as it is in Soviet Estonia. So
I mean, when you look for stories to tell in your films, sometimes it can happen spontaneously. I mean, you just come across something and you don't even expect it, and then you happen to kind of develop it with your own film.
Yes, it can happen really easily. You can see a picture or behavior and start thinking, like, you know, there's some exercise that if you see something on the street, that, for example, man or a woman, man doesn't matter, or a woman and child, There's some kind of conflict is going on. So we start thinking, okay, what happened before or how we ended up here? And you can see and get the inspirations from pictures and everywhere. But what really I'm searching for is empathy. That understanding of how much, for example, with Erica, so I understand how much of pain and forced and willpower she used to just survive. And right. I can understand that this is brings me some emotional flow with that and some empathy, so I can understand her by heart in my brain.
Really interesting, German. And we've run out of time, but it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.